Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
This is it!
5, 6, 7, 8.
You've got talent. Let's see what we can do with it.
You're gonna make me believe that you belong on that stage.
Dancing on that show is my dream.
Amongst the common mortal people, for I am an ITV giant. I am up there with the Ants and the Dex and the Cat Dealies and a little magician fella, Stephen Mulhane. I was there before all of them. How are you, Colin, if that is your real name?
Johnny boy, I'm glad I bumped into you, Johnny boy. It's me, Don King, promoter to the stars, talent agent extraordinaire. And a word on the streets in London is your agent's the worst agent in London town, Johnny boy.
It's the best. He got me the best deal for the ITV malarkey.
Johnny boy, I've seen you wandering round London dressed up like the kiddie snatcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang on your tiptoes singing Barrowman, Barrowman, oh children, Barrowman. It's not a good look, Johnny boy. Come with me, I'll change it all for you. I'll get you on the big shows. I'll get you on a cake.
Do you, Don King, do you like Semolina?
What the fuck's Semolina?
It's a milk-based dessert used by poor people. I presume you're poor.
I'm Don King, Johnny boy. I got more money. I got more money than I know what to do with, and I can give it all to you, Johnny boy. Come with me. I'll make you a star.
Will we bathe together?
Fuck no.
That is one of the terms of my contract. I get to bathe with my agent twice fortnightly. Oh, as they say in the industry, weekly.
You're making a mistake, Johnny boy. I could put you on the show. I put you on the holiday show with the little lads where you eat a monkey anus. I put you on a cake show. You can make a fucking Jaffa cake for the salt who wears the colourful clothes. Johnny boy, I put you on a silver screen. I make you one of them revengers. Come with Don King, Johnny boy. Come with Uncle Don.
Will you wear that ridiculous toupee that you have positioned on your head? Will you wear it as we sleep?
It's my hair, Johnny boy. It's my magic hair.
There's no hair on your head. I can smell the pain.
Johnny, if you rub my hair and you make 3 wishes, it'll all come true, Johnny boy.
Let me make a wish and rub on the hair. I talk like Mario now and I don't know why. I'm rubbing vigorously. I'm making a wish. Can I tell you the wish?
Tell me, Johnny boy.
I wish for cheesecake for all. Make it so, Don King, and I will dance amongst your anus.
You have 3 wishes and you wish for cheesecake.
For all! Imagine eradicating world hunger. Imagine that little malnutrition child next to the dry well is standing in the corpse of the family's last ox. And he's there about to die. And out of the sky drops a cheesecake. And he lands in his lap and he goes, "Oh, hey, mate. I want a chocolate cheesecake. I don't like this vanilla shit."
He don't want a cheesecake, Johnny boy. He wants a fucking sandwich. Don't send a cheesecake to him.
Why would you send a sandwich to do a cheesecake's job?
It's a good question, Johnny boy. And I don't... I haven't got the answer right now. I'll have to get back to you.
You get your people to talk to my people.
I am your people, Johnny boy. That's what I do.
I don't talk to peasants. I don't even know where you're from. Are you an American?
I'm from everywhere, Johnny boy, and I'm from nowhere.
You've got
weird... me come round here with my heels.
With your heels? Is they like high heels that you wear on your feet?
Some might say I've been stolen from the mighty bush and I would sue that man and take my heels around his house if that's what he says. But you, I don't know where I'm going with this because you've thrown me off kilter, Johnny boy, and I've lost my train of thought.
Thoughts are for wimps. I am the Cheesecake King. I have two wishes left. I shall make my second wish next week on the stroke of thrice.
I'm going to send Tyson around your house with a fucking cheesecake and see what he does with it.
He will rub the cheesecake on my glands, if you will, and then he will dine on me.
I've just switched on. What the fucking... What was all that? What was all that? Who's here?
Me!
Oh, fucking hell, it's you.
Yes! How are you, Colin?
Well, Barrowman, I don't know why you're here. I don't know what you fucking... I just heard you talking about cheesecakes and stuff. I've seen you in the street dancing around dressed up like that fucking nonce from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. You need to find something better to do with your life, Barrowman. You're never gonna take off in this podcasting lark.
I am going now. I have to revise for my upcoming performance on ITV Sunday, 8 o'clock prime time television. Not like you podcast weirdos living in your mother's basements eating toffee crisps until the cows come home.
All right, break your leg.
Me, 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 me.
Dear kid, I like old sound as a pound.
Christy da, but I'm going down. Don't know if that's the words, but...
No, but it's not down. The rest of the lads ain't got it sussed. We'd have to learn them to talk like us.
To talk like us.
Well, I'm rapping now. I'm rapping for fun. I'm your gully, the number one. Who was that?
Yeah, he took all the bribes, didn't he? Grobler took the bribes.
Did he fuck his lady?
He was bent, wasn't he? Took the money, took the brown envelopes.
But there's certain players who, this is a weird start to the podcast, but there's certain players who aren't revered in the high esteem that they should be. And Bruce Grobler, it was my goalkeeper. And I think because of that situation towards the end of his career, I think he's not revered. Yeah. It's like,
I think he'd done some mad, said some things he shouldn't have said and stuff like that, didn't he? I might be wrong.
I can't remember what he said or didn't say. I just, look, there's no smoke without fire. And I don't want to say because I think he sues people all over the place. But something happened. It was the son who was doing the bribes or the News of the World. He was on tape. God knows how he got off with it. The games involved,
Was he on one of them reality programs? Did he do a Big Brother? Am I making it up?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Yeah, probably not.
It's a strange, I mean, my point of reference to them players back in the day, these absolute fucking Goliaths of football. And that's not just that Liverpool team, but all footballers from that era. My mate, his missus, was the midwife to Steve Nicholls' kids. She delivered Steve Nicholls' kids.
Okay. Yeah, I remember him. I remember that Liverpool team. It was a great team.
Great team. Absolutely phenomenal team. I would say now, after the way we've collapsed this season, I would say they are still the best Liverpool team, to be fair. Because it took them a few years to collapse. Not like these fucking donkeys. But Steve Nicholl, goal bonus in the 80s, he was on something like £200 a goal.
That's not bad, is it? 200 nicker a goal?
Oh, it's brilliant, but he was a fucking left-back or a right-back, whatever he was. So you're not expected to score many goals in that situation, are you? And he did have one glorious season where I think he definitely scored one hat-trick at Newcastle. He might have scored two hat-tricks. My memory's gone a bit foggy now.
How much, what was Jan Mulby's goal bonus? Was that high?
I don't know, right? But that season, 87-88, I went to see Jan Mulby because he was injured for the majority of that season. So we had Ronnie Whelan and Nigel Spackman, Steve McMahon was running the midfield that year. Mulby was basically out the team all season till the very, very end. I went to watch him in the reserves against Aston Villa. And I swear to God, right, he got the ball on the halfway line. He turned. He seen the keeper was off the line. He chipped him. Didn't celebrate. Just fucking walked back to a starting position.
Blasé.
Yeah. You know? He literally got the ball back to goal, turned, chipped the keeper from the halfway line. And it was 50p, the best 50p I ever fucking spent in my life.
Yeah, he just went, have that, pricks. That's it. That's all he needed to do. I respect
amazing.
That.
Amazing. Fucking hell, mate. Anyway, how like are that. You? How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I mean, do you know what we were searched last night online? And I don't know what's going on. I think there's been some nonsense exposed in football world. Paul Stewart, was he abused?
Or the FA investigations into the nonsense? Is it that? Yeah, it looks pretty damning. Yeah.
Now, he's just a fella who, and obviously, if he says he's being nonce, he's definitely being nonce. That's fucking horrific. So I'm not making light of the nonsense, but. My point is, and it's not really a point, it's nothing to do with the nonsense. I feel for everybody who's being nonced. It's fucking grim. But he played for Liverpool, him. And I'd forgot that.
All right, yeah. Yeah, well, that happens with loads of players, doesn't it?
It's just weird. And it was...
Probably more so, like, in days gone by, you know, players used to float around a lot more, I think.
Well, he was part of the Liverpool defeat. I think we got him in 92, something like that. And because he had that shit kit on that when we won the FA Cup. So we still thought we were good. We beat Sunderland from the second division, or Division One as it was back then. Ian Rush scored two, I think. And I don't know if he played that day, but he's certainly around that time we signed him. And he was Tottenham, wasn't he? He was Tottenham. Was he a midfielder?
Yeah. I don't know. I know his name and stuff like that, but I don't know. You're going back a bit now. You're a little bit older than me.
Fucking show off.
You got a nice brew there? You having a nice cup? Aye.
Chai tea, mate, from the Brew Tea Company. Boom, 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 boom. Very nice. Want you in my room. Let's spend the night together, but now and forever. Little splash of tea and a splash of honey. Yeah. Splash of milk, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a Brew Tea Company brew as well, but English breakfast. Oh. I feel like with this tea, you know, like in films or books, they could, you know, a fantasy sort of thing where someone could say, I will spend the rest of my days repaying this kindness you have done me. That's how I feel about Brew Tea Company and yourself. You know, like I feel like I'm in a debt to you
Look, all I did was open the door.
Me.
I just opened the door.
I will spend the rest of my days trying to repay this impossible debt to you, sir. Just like
dead easy, mate. Next time we're together, if I'm still not drinking, get me a Vimto. If we're both back on the lash, we'll have a pint of fucking Heineken together, whatever.
I won't be. I love the Vimto, but yeah, I don't think that's enough. It's a great tea. It's a fantastic tea. I have to kind of restrict myself to the amount I drink it now because it's such a magical cup of tea. I like to have it just particular points during the day. I can't drink it all day because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, it's a nice, strong, full-bodied flavour. It's not
it's a lovely evening tea.
You can't describe it. It's just not like a tea bag in any way, shape or form. It's very hard to. I mean, I drink Yorkshire tea as well. So this morning I've had about 3 cups of Yorkshire tea because I don't want to waste the tea.
Yeah, because it's valuable. It's like it's more valuable, I've heard, than the orange shit you put on the rice.
The orange shit you put on the rice.
The spice or the
turmeric.
What the fuck is that called? No. Cumin?
Soy sauce.
It's incredibly rare, apparently.
Right, well, right. I can get some in the cupboard.
I can't remember the name of this. Right,
saffron.
Saffron. That's it. It's rarer than saffron.
Oh right. Okay. I didn't know that was rare.
Saffron, yeah, it's pretty expensive, isn't it? It's more expensive than gold, pound for pound.
Oh, well, fuck me. What do you put in what do you put saffron in? Not in your Mars gravy, obviously.
I don't know. I went to Egypt once and I bought loads of saffron for like fuck all.
Right? I went to Egypt once. Da-na-na-na.
Yeah, well, I thought I could do it, you know. So I done a deal. I bought a load of saffron. I thought I'd take it back to London and I'll fucking make a few quid here. Because I can flog it on.
Nobody wanted it. And, this is like park life in real life, this.
Yeah, just so you in had, the cupboards.
So you had saffron in your arse for like the whole flight back.
I had to smuggle it out. Yeah. Yeah, I bought tons of the stuff. I bought loads of it. I bought loads
Egyptians
of that. And I bought loads of fags, mate. Loads of fags. Nasty fags.
Egyptians are like, here's another one. We've sold a load. Because that's how Egyptians talk. We've sold a load of Oxo cubes. We told them they were saffron. He stuck them in his ass.
What he feels stupid when he gets back to London.
Silly little English man. He will shit out the Oxo cubes. We made $1 million.
I would have taken the Oxo cubes. They would have been more useful than saffron because all I did was use it a couple of times in some rice and it just turns the rice a nice colour. And that's it. I didn't use it. So flying back to London made. I thought I was made. I thought I'd get off the plane and they'd be waiting for the saffron. But they weren't.
We did that at, I think we went to Tenerife 1 year. I think we used Mars timeshare. So we didn't have to pay for that bit. So we'd only paid for flights. And because Tenerife and all that isn't in the Europe, malarkey, there was limitations on the bifters you could bring back into the country.
Yeah.
But because there was limitations, they were dear cheap. They were well cheaper than if you're buying them in Spain, for example. So you knew how much you could sell 200 ciggies for when you got home. So we could have paid for the entire holiday and the next holiday with the ciggies we were going to bring back. Because we were obviously going to break the rules and bring back too many.
Yeah. Did you not do it?
No, shit out at the last minute because you bottled it. Yeah. Didn't want to be that person. And then do you only get off the plane at Manchester and there's no one there?
Don't fly back to Manchester.
Well, all right, you fly back to Heathrow or whatever, and there's no one there. And you could have had a load of fucking shit in your case.
You could have fucking sorted through there with fags sticking out your trousers, fucking giving it all the flying Vs. Fuck you. look at these fags, and no one there. Yeah, you
just
could have done
throwing ciggies on the floor like that. Just fucking have them, you pricks. These are illegal. Yeah. Fuck off.
I bought back 10,000, mate. Yeah, you should have done it, and then you would have had the free holiday and stuff. Have you been stopped though in customs?
Never. Only in America. Going into America once. And our case had a big X on it, so it had been pre-selected. Maybe something they'd seen in the X-ray or whatever. But there was the sellotape and X onto it. Yeah.
I got stopped in Gatwick about 11:30 at night, coming back from Amsterdam once when I was younger.
Oh, Amsterdam.
Yeah. I had an ounce of cannabis, marijuana, and an ounce on me as well.
Did he just take it off you and slap your wrist, or did you get away with it?
He didn't find it, did he? He didn't find it. Shit. Yeah, I was quite lucky. He searched all the bags and everything, but he didn't search us. It was quite late at night. But I shit my knickers, mate. I shit my knickers, and I thought I was going to go down for the long stretch.
My mate in school, he did the same. Remember them head bags we all had in school?
The long ones?
Yeah, the long one with the zip on end. He thought his foolproof way to smuggle drugs back into the country was to put the pot in between the zippy. So where the two bags meet. And he also brought me an A. So normal paper is A4. So is it an A5 where it's smaller, or A3?
I guess it's A5.
Yeah, a porno mag. But because it was from Amsterdam.
It was vile.
No, it was very, very tastefully done. It wasn't.
Okay.
It looked literally like everybody was enjoying themselves.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's what, if you're going to buy grot magazines, that's, you want people to look like they're consenting. So.
Yeah. So he got all his pot in, and he got my hardcore porn magazine in, and it was a gay old time for all. And he opened our eyes to, because you just think pot is pot, but there's so many different. So we'd had a little bit of pot over here, but you just get what you can get. You know, you're not shopping in the pot supermarket. You know,
you probably got saffron half the time.
Yeah, or Oxo, yeah. Dried banana leaves. Oh, they made me edge off my tits here. But he said, you go into the fucking wherever, the bar, you take it into a back room, you've got little scales, and it was one of them, which would you like to drink from, my sir? And it was just fucking full. Walls of pot, little drawers with all different strains of pot. You can try this one, you can try that one. Try before you buy. He said it was fucking
amazing. Absolutely. Yeah, if you go, you've never been in a coffee shop. You've never been to Amsterdam before, have you?
I've been to Amsterdam, but as a train driver, I was not allowed dabble. I just got paralytically drunk. That's all right.
Have the booze, but you can't have the puff.
I don't know if it was there or Barcelona where we witnessed the most racist thing I've ever seen, basically. Extreme racism.
It sounds like I've been to Amsterdam a lot, and I know it's quite a groovy place, so I'd be surprised if it was there. But
I think it was Barcelona then. They're all met. We went on a few weekends away. We went and watched Ajax play. We went and watched Bayern Munich play, and then we tried to go and watch Barcelona play, but they changed the TV schedule, so we missed the match, so we just went and got fucking blitzed instead. I think it was Barcelona. We literally, on the ramble it was, we went into a bar, we went for something to eat, just a little bit of, you know, put a lining on your stomach while you're on the ale, some wings and all that, and she fucking, there was a black family in the back. And she basically went, the barmaid, she had big boobies. She was fucking stunning. She was a middle-aged woman, but big boobies. And we were all like, whoa, yeah, go ahead, girl, yeah, go ahead. And then she just went, hey, you, beep, beep, beep. These don't want to be looking at you. Beep, beep, beep. You go and eat upstairs. And he fucking moved them.
Well, did you go to like fucking 1920s Louisiana or something? Is that you time traveled? Like segregation. Fuck it.
We were like, yeah, girl, fucking hell, girl. What are you doing? What are you doing? We still, we were pissed. We stayed. We had our food. We drank. She didn't get a tip. That's, you know, in hindsight now, we should have just fucking walked out. But you don't, do you? Because you're a bell end. But fucking
yeah, out. Of course.
It was grim, mate.
Yeah, that is grim. But those coffee shops are good in Amsterdam. And you're right. They do have all the different strains and stuff like that. And what I like about them is they don't mess you about. Like, they don't try and patter. Sell you anything. Yeah. But I remember going in there. I went for a cannabis cup one year, and I remember going into a coffee shop called the Greenhouse, which was my favourite one. And their entry that year was called the Great White Shark, which subsequently got banned because the THC level was too high. But this is the kind of what you get off the sales staff, right? You don't get any messing about. I remember going in there. I said, "What's the Great White Shark like, mate?" And he went, "Dish." This gets you real stoned, like real fucking stoned. And that was it. That was his entire sales pattern. And he was right. It did.
Well, when we were there, my brother-in-law's, I think only two of them. So I took granddad home. We basically started on the ale, 7 o'clock, Liverpool Airport in the morning. And we drank, we flew over there. We put our bags into the hotel. We drank, I think we went and watched the Liverpool Everton derby in a bar somewhere. We drank. We went back to the hotel, shower, shit in the shave, fell asleep. We drank. And then I took granddad to bed because I bagged off. I like old fucking pensioner men. And the others stayed out and they had a little fucking dabble. So I think all three of them had to go, actually. One of them was on his bed all night and thought he was on a boat and there were sharks swimming around his bed. One of them thought there was somebody in his wardrobe watching him.
Jesus, what were they smoking?
I don't know. And the other one just fucking blacked out. But them two, fucking intense paranoia. Fucking.
Yeah. If you're not used to a good strain, you could probably end up with that. Yeah. Talking about drugs,
go ahead.
I had my COVID jab the other day.
Oh, how did you get that?
Well, I'm a special person, aren't I? They come and pick me up in a limo and they took me there and I had the COVID jab.
Oh, do you know what, right? Everybody I know now is basically, even my sister-in-law. So my sister-in-law fucking texted the family group yesterday and said, "We're getting a jab tomorrow," or whatever. Her mate is a nurse in the NHS, and each nurse in the NHS or in the hospital she works in is getting, you can invite five people. Bring five people.
So bring a friend.
Yeah. So she's got no friends or family to speak of. So she's just taking my sister-in-law and her husband. I'm like, fucking hell, mate. And I'm me and Kerry, and I'm like, what do we have to do? Whose dick do we have to suck to get a fucking vaccine here?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I had a bad reaction to it. It made me ill. I will tell you that.
Well, this is the thing. That's the AstraZeneca. Then you had the AstraZeneca.
I had the Oxford, yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm reading online is, if you've potentially had it, for one, and the younger you are, down the food chain, the reaction to it seems to be worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I had it done on Sunday about 12 o'clock, Epsom race course. And I was all right. I was fine. No problem at all. And then about 9:30 that night, I started to get a feeling, you know, when, you know, something's coming, a cold's coming. You can just feel it.
Yeah.
And a couple of hours later, I was like achy everywhere. My bones hurt everywhere. I was, you know, a little bit shivery when I woke up in the middle of the night, stuff like that. And my fucking arm felt like I'd been run over. Like, it was absolutely killing me.
I can't wait to get mine. I could have had it done this week. I could have. I went online. Look, we do basic caring for my mother-in-law and father-in-law. Basic caring.
You can book in then, can't you? You can book in.
Yeah. And my missus is like, no, it's morally incorrect. And I'm like, are you fucking shitting me? Do you take your ma the Aussie for their appointments? Yeah. Do you go take your ma shopping? Yeah. Do you get stuff off the shelves you can't reach? Yeah. Then you're a fucking carer. Ah,
that's all right. They throw a load away at the end of the day. So,
exactly.
Got to have it eventually anyway, ain't you?
I'm going to get off this call. I'm going to book us in. No fucking. I'm going to
get it done.
The thing is, I get a day off work. So I'm off now for the next 2 weeks. So I sort of don't want it now.
You have to wait 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Take advantage. It's a bit like having a bit like going for a poo on your lunch break.
Yeah.
You're going to do it. Who's going to do that? You're going to do that on their time, but.
Well, it's like Stuart used to work in candy, and the smokers used to get at union negotiated smoke breaks. So people used to fucking pretend they smoked.
Of course they did. Of course they did. They're going to want a break as well, aren't they?
They just used to go outside and stand with the smokers holding the ciggy. Here's the boss. Like that.
Quick, pretend you smoke. Pretend you're doing something incredibly disgusting.
The fucking boss. That's boss, that. Fucking hell.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, no, that's a thing of the old, though, isn't it? Oh, yeah. You well, one unions and two fucking fag breaks.
Yeah, I mean, this, I can't see, how old am I, 47, I can't see a Labour government. I mean, I was a paid up member of the Labour Party. I actually quite liked Jeremy Corbyn. I liked everything he said. The right-wing press twisted everything he said. He didn't have the wherewithal to defend himself, maybe, or he didn't have the platform because they were all right-wing. So anything he said was spun or taken out of context or whatever. He didn't deal with what was going on in the Labour Party potentially very well at all. And then he had a fucking catastrophic general election where, look what we've got now. And so I resigned from the Labour Party and I signed up to the Green Party. I'm in the Green Party now.
Yeah, fair enough. I think Jeremy Corbyn's a true Labour politician. I don't think you'll ever see one like that again. He's just a nice bloke. He's got a fucking allotment. He volunteers at a food bank. He's just a nice person who had nice policies. And obviously, that's not going to swing in a neoliberal, right-wing, capitalist state. So, yeah, they just absolutely destroyed him. I was a paid-up member of the Labour Party as well for a long time. And as soon as Keir Starmer was elected, no thank you, because he's just a fucking Tory, isn't he?
He's bland. He's middle of the road. I do listen to Prime Minister's Question Time, and he does ask the right questions. But Boris...
He's a fucking lawyer, isn't he?
Well, he's supposed to. That's what the opposition is supposed to do. All be right, work with the government when you can work with the government. But you're supposed to question and challenge everything to make sure, because that's all you've got as the opposition. Go on record and challenge, but he's dull as fucking dishwater.
He's another Tony Blair, mate. It was no surprise to me that he listens to Coldplay. Of course he fucking listens to Coldplay. Of course he does.
He was in fucking Coldplay.
Fucking Jesus Christ. You know, I didn't need to listen to the Desert Island Discs to tell anyone he listens to Coldplay. Fucking
it was 7 Coldplay fucking tracks.
Just the same one.
Yeah. What's his name? The lead singer, Chris fucking somebody or other. Chris Martin. He took Chris Martin's book onto the fucking island as well.
Yeah. Fucking. I just have Coldplay Yellow 7 times, please. Don't need anything else.
You see, you can do an impression of Boris, right? That's one of the few things, right? I mean, I put a tweet out last night. Boris Johnson is saying constantly, I take full responsibility for every death that's occurred during the COVID malarkey, right? So why isn't he standing trial now for murder? Why hasn't he resigned? Why isn't he in the fucking tower? Why isn't the Queen fucking sentenced him to have his head cut off?
Well, because he's
it's like the Yorkshire Ripper.
He's one of them, mates.
It's like the Yorkshire Ripper when he got fucking pulled in. Are you the Yorkshire Ripper? Yes, I am. I take full responsibility for every prostitute I murdered.
Yeah, but did he? I don't know if he didn't give him all the info, did he? Or am I wrong? I know Fred West didn't.
But all right, pick a murderer. Pick a murderer who fucking said, yeah, it was me. I take full responsibility.
I get your point. But he's a politician, so he's unaccountable. Especially being a prime minister, especially being a Tory prime minister, you're unaccountable. And you look at David Cameron. If anyone should be held accountable for his actions, it should be David Cameron. And no, where is he? Fucking sitting in France, isn't he? Fucking sticking something up his ass. He's not being held accountable, is he? You know what? That cunt listens to Coldplay too. You know it. He listens to Coldplay.
So does Tony Blair.
Fuck, of course he does. This is how we should elect politicians, based on their record collections. And I think we'd have a much fairer society.
Oh, my God.
You go around someone's house and you go, Coldplay, Dire Straits. Yeah, no.
Phil Collins
too. Fucking chuck that in there. All of that shit. All of that fucking bland stuff. We want politicians that listen to fucking... They don't listen to interesting music. What can they can't change the world.
It's a very fucking pertinent, good point you are making, sir. And imagine your music podcast, right? If you only interviewed politicians, be amazing.
It'd be very short, though, wouldn't it? I don't think it would go very well in a lot of occasions.
Well, because they're all fucking coached on how to talk.
Hello and welcome to the best album you never heard. On this week's podcast, I've got Priti Patel. Priti Patel, fuck off and die. And that's us done for another week.
Well, actually, I was going to tell you about Coldplay. I've just discovered them.
I've just discovered their seminal work, Yellow. Of course,
amazing. I mean, look how the press portray, right, Diane Abbott.
Absolutely. Taking absolute piss out of her. Diane Abbott's a highly educated person with degrees and stuff like that. She might put her shoes on the wrong feet, but who gives a fuck? What's that? What does that matter?
Do you remember when she was on a train and she'd bought herself a can of like fucking Alco Pop or wine or something?
Gin and tonic or something, wasn't it?
Yeah. And she's black, right? She's a woman. Yeah. And she's basically from the fucking 70s where everyone was racist. Everyone was fucking sexist. She's had to swim upstream all her entire life just to get to the exact same place that everyone else around her is. And she's fucking put across in the press as a bumbling fucking idiot.
We've got a bumbling idiot in charge. There's literally no difference. So when they take the piss out of her and they go, she can't put her shoes on the right feet.
She drinks alcohol on a train.
Boris Johnson can't brush his hair, mate. Like, it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing, but the narrative is such a big swing between the two.
Fucking unbelievable. If I ever see Diane Abbott...
Come on, I bet Diane... I will fucking nail my reputation right now. Diane Abbott's got a better record collection than Boris Johnson.
Oh, without a shadow of a fucking doubt. Do you remember Boris Johnson? Oh, this is good conversation, this. What do you like to do in your spare time, Mr. Boris? I like to build models of London buses. Do you? Or do you nonce small children? Because that's what you look like you do.
He's never built a fucking model of a bus, has he? Has he? It's a lie anyway, right? So it's a lie to start with, right? So you can make yourself sound as interesting as you want because those questions are probably prepped and fucking, to start with. That's the best thing you can think of, right? You could say anything. You could say, I like to climb the highest trees in the country, actually, when I'm not busy being a politician.
I bungee jump with poor people. The other day, I took a little spina bifida child up Mount Everest, strapped them to me back, just did it for the fucking fun of it. No.
You could say anything you like. You could say I fucking like to race wheelie bins while they're on fire. That's what I like to do. Fucking model buses. That's just like, that's the best you come up with, man. That's you've got the entire world at your disposal and you fucking thought about Tonka toys. Fuck off.
Off camera. Fucking, what's his name? Dominic fucking Cummins.
He's coming for him now, isn't he? He's coming for him now.
Tell them you like to build. You were the mayor of London and you introduced green buses for a tax fucking dodge and a brown envelope. Tell them you build buses. Yes, yes.
Don't let them forget the time that you came down a wire waving a flag. They like flags. They love flags. And your hair was at its messiest peak. It was a glorious sight. Make sure they remember that.
Imagine what his record collection's like. It'll be just like that Buck Rogers music from the future. No singing, no variation. It'll just be tones.
I think it'd just be blank. I don't think it'd just be silence. Just records of silence, volume 1 to 10.
Now that's what I call silence.
Can you imagine though, if you went round, like, you could pick Boris Johnson, but really you could pick any conservative prime minister, really, or, you know, imagine if you went around his house though, and you had he's gone to like make the tea or whatever, and you had a little look at his record collection, and it was brilliant. How would you feel?
It'd be staged. Do you remember when it was staged, when the soft cunt went camping in the Highlands of Scotland with a tent?
Yeah.
And a newborn baby and a fucking posh fucking secretary wife fucking woman.
We do
thing.
This all the time.
And there's two fellas standing there on the fucking fence, like the farmer. And he's going, no one's fucking lit a fire there. No one's fucking done this there. This is all fucking fake. This didn't happen. Fucking unbelievable. Fuck, so it'd be the most, you'd go round, it'd be John Peel's record collection. You'd be like, and Dominic Cummings is just off camera going, like that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Dominic Cummings, well, he was probably shrewd enough to like put in those little touches, wasn't he? You know, yeah. Without him, you know, you would see the horror that is a drive time fucking rock compilation.
Look, the problem
Jeremy
is like,
Clarkson presents.
We've got another 3 years of these fucking cretins. 3.5 years. They've changed the law a few years ago, so Parliament now is 5 years long, right? Yeah. 5 years of these cunts. And the way politics is, Labour aren't going to come in and just flip that. I mean, look at all the northern fucking cities. The railway at the moment, the railway in the Liverpool-Manchester area and got all round there is getting fucking slashed to pieces. People are writing to their Tory MPs up in Burnley and everywhere like this. You know, they're not going to flip. They're not going to flip at the next election. The most they'll do is erode, a little bit of erosion. So you've got 10 years of Tories by at that point. And at that point, I'm 57. Then, and even then, they'll hang on for a third term, right? They'll hang on. Labour will be on their fourth leader by then in that fucking period. And I'll
Labour
bow
doesn't
out.
Really exist. It doesn't exist anymore. It doesn't Labour's exist. I feel the only serious opposition to the Etonians is revolution, baby. I feel like real revolution is the only way forward. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm the man to lead you, but fireman.
Look what they've done now. They've made us. They've trained us to all stay in our houses this year, so no one can be asked. We're having a revolution on Saturday. Oh, fucking hell, mate. Hampton Decker on.
How could you get people out? What are people like, right? So what could you give people for nothing? You could say, yeah, there's a revolution on Saturday. Everyone who comes gets a free... What is it? There must be something that's so tempting for the British public to be given for nothing that they would turn up. Because that's how we drive things now, consumerism and, you know, people want stuff, right? So... what do people really like for nothing? There's got to be a thing.
Money.
Everyone who turns up gets 20 quid.
Not enough.
There you go. Look, what do you want, 20 quid just to turn up?
Look what America's just done. $1,400 per adult.
Yeah, but that's nothing. Like, have they got a... Do they? I don't know. You'll know better than me. I don't keep up to date with these things. Do they have a furlough scheme as well? Are these... I know these checks, but are these checks basically in lieu of being able to work or what?
These are just to get people working. Literally
stimulus
just...
checks.
Yeah, to get people spending, to get businesses back open, to people who haven't worked. They did have a furlough. They invented furlough. Furlough only existed in Great Britain last year. Americans have done it in the past. Does someone give out, I can't remember what the figure was, but every adult in Great Britain could have been given, I want to say, tens of thousands of pounds each, right? The money that's been spent on this fucking COVID malarkey, we could have all been given a cash fucking bump to stay at home. We want you to stay at home, and if you stay at home, I can't remember what it was something like 10,000 or more, we're going to give you £10,000 to stay at home for a year.
Plus your normal wage?
Plus your wage, yeah.
Yeah, well, it kind of works. I get the point of it, but people, what would you have done with it? Would you have squirreled it away or?
Me 10 grand.
Yeah, what would you have done with it when the check come through?
I'd have paid off like my car loan, my credit card, that type of stuff. Reduced my outgoings then. Yeah. Protected what I was earning anyway. But anyway, what are we here to fucking talk about anyway?
That was Politics Today, and Andrew Marr will be back next week.
That was a fucking good chat. I love a good chat.
Yeah, a chin wag.
Oh, yeah. Mutual masturbation of the tonsils.
Ooh, relief. Yeah, what are we here for?
Musical top trumps.
Musicals. Yeah, musicals. Didn't we the last time?
Yeah, I don't know who won. I haven't even looked. So
I ain't going to count them up because it was fairly comprehensive, but we got loads of votes from Twitter and we got votes on Facebook too. This was our most successful voting tally since the glory days of the crisp wars and the biscuit wars.
Isn't that weird?
People care about their musicals, man.
That is bonkers. You can't script it. We just can't fucking script it. I can't wait to start Steve Wilson's one because TV theme tunes, if musicals take it up a notch.
It's movie theme tunes or is it like all?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It is the movie, one. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, we'll do movie theme tunes first. I think what we're going to do, right, we're going off on another fucking tangent here. It's your fault, Steve Wilson. We're going to try and get... Do you think we can get 32 theme tunes for movies?
Yeah, I'm sure you can, but I mean...
We'll do the rapid fire, right? All right, maybe if we do 16 and we do a rapid fire to get it down to 8...
I'll tell you what, I'm sure we'll have a bit of input ourselves, right? Because this is our gig, man. We're going to put in some of the stuff we like, but get yourself over to the Diamond XL Trolley Club on Facebook if you're already a member. You're in there.
Yeah.
That's where you tell us the movie theme tunes you think should go into that.
We have got a lady in there.
Yeah, we ain't sexist.
We've got members now. We have people in the group. And how do you get in the group?
It's relatively easy, but there is a hurdle to jump. You just go to your Facebook, whatever your app on your phone, the website, whatever you use, and you go to your groups and you search for the Diamond XL Trolley Club. Click join. It'll ask you for a password. The password's only released on here. It's Toffee Pops, two words. If you get that right, we'll let you in. But that's where you can directly kind of sculpt the nonsense that we talk about. You can give us a suggestion. It's like, we'll take these movie themed songs. Like, we all know the big ones that will probably be in there because they have to be. But get on there and tell us what the rest will be.
Yeah. Lock, stock, and two smoking barrels or something like that.
Whatever it is. I mean, look, whatever. if it's real shit, I probably won't put it in there. But, you know, at least you've got to say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, we've had to change because we'd already agreed to do Dick Pick Wednesday in the group because it was a locked group. Right. We were all going to send pictures of our dicks in every Wednesday. We've had to change it now because there's a lady in there. So we don't do that
genital
anymore.
Wednesday.
Yeah, genital Wednesday. Genital. Imagine if Simon and Garfunkel sung that as a song.
Come on, Sharon. It's genital Wednesday down the group.
Shall I take you and you take me?
Let me just go and have a wash.
Yeah, don't do genital Wednesday.
Yeah. Anyway, so we won.
Well, okay. The first matchup was High School Musical 3.
Yeah.
Versus South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. It was quite close, I think, to a certain point. South Park did edge it.
It's got to have won. I'm disappointed, High School Musical. I got excited last week, and I should have went. You know, we're only having four votes each, or four things each, and I put High School Musical 3 in. I did it for Arif, basically.
So it got a lot of love. It got a lot of votes.
Yeah. So High School Musical 3, I'm just updating me paperwork, is dead.
Gone. Boom. See you later.
Fuck off.
Yeah, when we put the vote up, one of the votes on Facebook, Mr. Nick Brunch, he had a little anecdote. He said he met Trey Parker and he met Matt Stone at the launch of the South Park musical on DVD at the Virgin Megastore in Piccadilly Circus. So that's quite nice.
It is
nice. All right as well.
But didn't he have it was one of the, remember when DVDs started putting out shit cases?
Cheap cases.
Yeah, it was a cardboard case. I expect more from them. But
yeah. Well, they're trying to make a few more quid, aren't they? It probably wasn't their decision, was it? We'll have to at least give them that and say it was someone at Warner's, the fat, greed pig monsters at Warner's made that decision, not them.
Yeah. It's interesting, though, that that's what Nick remembers from the day. the quality of the case.
Yeah, mine takes a snapshot at that moment, and that's what
I can imagine them meeting these two fucking superstars, because they are superstars in the South Park world. Obviously, they are the creators. Nicholas is standing there in front of them. Some people might be crying. You know, people's hands are shaking. Their mind's gone blank. They're meeting the heroes, and Nick is pissed off because his case is made of cardboard.
Nice to meet you, mate, but what's this fucking case all about?
What are you doing with this fucking case? Shit. Go ahead, what was next? What was fucking next?
What was next? How'd you do, I? See, you've met my faithful handyman. That's what was next, mate. The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
And it was against...
Up against Moulin Rouge.
Oh, yeah. And I promised I was watching, but I haven't.
Yeah, I didn't watch the High School Musical either, so it's fair enough. Rocky Horror won. Moulin Rouge did get a bit of love, but clear winner for Rocky Horror.
Yeah, it had to be, didn't it?
Yeah, wonderful. I listened to the soundtrack a lot.
What a soundtrack! What an absolute fucking soundtrack!
Yeah, great. Great.
It's potential already. I can see that it's into the last four. It's going to take some fucking musical to beat it.
I think for me, in my taste personally, it's the greatest musical for me, I think. And when I think about like seeing it perform live and seeing the audience interact with it, you know, it's a good experience, really good experience.
And I've just figured out a problem with this situation. So luckily, by sheer fluke, I've had one through and you've had one through.
One all,
yeah. So what if in the next round I win both of them or you win both of them? Do you then have to pick? Do you know what I mean?
I guess, or we could just flip a coin again or whatever, or...
Just put it to, just let the listeners just do a random draw. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, let the Diamond XL clubbers choose. So I'm happy with that.
So yeah, so the top trumps only works on the initial round, doesn't it? That's the flaw in the system.
I don't mind either that, or we say something like the first person to post something that we choose in the Diamond XL Trolley Club, right, gets to pick the matchups.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll tell you what, if you're listening, right, and you're an esteemed member of the Diamond XL Trolley Club, the first person who posts the words "Boris Johnson is a cunt" in the group, you can pick the matchups.
Yeah, I like that. I like it a lot.
A lot.
A lot. I like it an awful lot.
I thought Jim Carrey was in the room then. Great impression.
So, right, I'm going to let you pick heads or tails.
Okay, I'll go. I think I went heads last time. I got tails. Give me tails.
Hey Siri, heads or tails?
Ooh.
Heads.
So you get to go first. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to make you go first.
I thought you would. Yeah. I saw it in your eyes. I saw it in your eyes.
Yeah.
Right, so just so clear, we've only got two picks left, right? That's it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But you've got you've got six of them there. So.
Yeah. Okay, I think I'm going to put down a big one. I think I'm going to put down a big one. I'm going to go Greece, mate. Greece. It's a big musical. That is a big musical.
Never. I know all the songs in Greece. Who doesn't know all the songs in Greece? And that was in part due to the late 80s revival with the Greece Megamix. That was still played at every fucking party now. Shit. Right, Greece. I have never watched it.
Come on, of course you have.
No, I haven't.
Of course you've seen Greece. You've got two daughters. Of course you've fucking seen Greece.
No.
Well, you've got to be a minority, right? Because I'm not a musical fan. So I've seen that. I don't know how many times I've seen Greece and fucking Greece 2. My sister used to watch Greece 2 all the time.
Oh.
That was all right. Michelle Pfeiffer was in it. It was all right.
I'm not opposed to Grease. It's one of the top musicals. Well, probably one of the top 10 musicals in the world. The world.
Big hitter.
Yeah, it's a fucking smash. But I just look. I'll pretend watch it this week.
Okay, if you do, as long as you can make the effort to pretend watch it, I would appreciate that.
Okay, so. Okay, I'm going with me fucking top pick here.
Top pick, okay.
And I've checked on this, and this is referred to as a musical, right?
Right, so this is a grey area straight away, so we're going to need some judgment here, okay?
I think you'll let it pass. I'm going with A Hard Day's Night.
No, fuck off. I've got that written down as a non-goer.
That is a goer. Go on,
I've got
Wikipedia.
Hard Day's Night / Help / Yellow Submarine, grey area, question mark.
Hard Day's Night is a musical. It's a musical film. Nick Branch is now wringing his hands, clenching his fists. Let me get it up, right?
But it doesn't matter where you saw it on the internet. Like, do you think, okay, the reason that I'm not sure about it is, it hasn't got the feel of a musical.
It has.
No, there's no big scene where, like, you think this is a musical. I don't think. But I'll let you have it. I ain't no Tory. I ain't going to stop you.
A Hard Day's Night is a 1964 musical comedy film.
Yeah, it's a film with music in it. That's what they mean.
Look, in the spirit of things, I'll withdraw it, and I'll still blow you up the water.
I let the gold bar going biscuit wars. I can live with this.
they were heady days. We thought the COVID was behind us when Gold Bar was allowed in.
That's fair enough. All right, so that's fine. So we got Greece up against Hard Day's Night, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So I'm picking heads or tails this time. I'm going to go tails. Hey Siri, heads or tails? What's tails?
Where did you go? I was looking at something else.
Tails. I went tails.
So it's your go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'll let you go first last time. To keep it sweet, I'm going to go first this time.
All right.
Right. I don't know whether to throw one under the bus for pure sentimentality. Because I've got better. I mean, after we've done this vote, we'll talk about the ones very quickly that didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to do this because I bang on about this musical all the time. And it's going right back to a childhood memory of going on a caravan holiday with my nan and granddad and my cousin Jason. We went to France. I remember driving on whatever the road was, the Autobahn. Is that German? And seeing the Eiffel Tower in the distance, or either that or a big Alecky pylon. And we went and stayed in France for a week or whatever in a caravan. And on the stereo, on repeat, was the tape. And when it finished, they turned it over and started it again. And because of this, I have a unique fucking memory and experience with this. They also had it on video, me nan and granddad, probably taped off the telly. And I used to watch it in the back room in me nan and granddad's house in the 80s, early to mid 80s. I must have been around 83. So something like that. So I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Fuck it. Paint your wagon.
Fucking hell. All that build up for paint your wagon.
Yes.
I've seen it.
Oh,
mate. It's a cowboy thing, right? It must be a cowboy thing.
Yeah. In every sense, COVID, in every sense of the word, it's a musical. For every, you've given me a Hard Day's Night. I appreciate that. That is a musical movie with musical in. This is a fucking musical with dance scenes, with big fucking climactic songs.
I have to watch this because I've got no reference to this at all. Like with High School Musical, for instance, I can pretty much tell you what that is without really knowing.
Yeah.
But I've got no real, apart from it, it'll have like cowboys and stuff in it and wagons, I assume, and maybe a little pot of paint. I've got no real reference, so I will have to look this up.
You can go on your stream and malarkey and stream the album. If you don't watch the film, I'll forgive you, but just have a run through. Lee Marvin, I Was Born Under a Wandering Star, is from that. Mm-hmm. Clint Eastwood is in it, singing.
Is he? Clint's there, is he?
Yes.
Giving his lungs an outing?
Yes,
okay.
Yes. And I think it was late 60s, very early 70s, maybe.
Is there a lot of yee-haws in it?
There's a bit Yeehaw. Of that going on. It's a gold rush. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. I'm throwing it away. Out the window, go to beans. Out the window, go to beans. Go to beans, go to beans. Good times are here to stay. And then a fucking big male choir comes in behind it. Hand me down that can of beans. Hand me down that can of beans. It is a thing of beauty.
Is that a real song from it, or using artistic license? Or
that's a real song, mate.
Really? Can of beans. Hand me down a can. Okay, no. I'm more than happy to try and watch it. So
try and watch it. If you can't, while you're doing your housework, just put the album on.
Yeah, I'll do one of I'll do The very least I'll do is put the album on.
Yeah. And I'll do the same. I will repay your compliment. I will tolerate.
But you know Greece. You know Greece. Yeah, you don't need to listen to it.
No, I'll try and watch it with me girls.
You're Greece Lightning, mate. You know that.
Oh, imagine Elvis doing Grease.
Yeah, but all that stuff around then, they were trying to
go back to the 50s.
Project Elvis, weren't they? With the male characters, I guess, in the leather jackets and stuff. Look, you had guys in leather jackets looking cool and stuff, and like, you know, being a manly sort of thing, being manly man. And then you had the guy who wasn't quite a manly man, but he was trying to fit in, wasn't he, old Danny? Right? He was trying to fit in and he upset his missus by doing that. And then she went and had a fucking makeover at the end, right? And then danced in the Helter Skelter, you know, had everything.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. You get me excited. He
had a car that had like knives that come out of the wheels. James Bond style.
Bit harsh. So go on, who are you pitting against my beautiful childhood memories? You got a crush.
All right, I'm going to knock it out, mate. It's gone. I'm going to put down Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ah, see you later, wagon.
Yeah, but you know what, right? That is a perfect fucking album or musical to go up against it, because they're basically from the same era, basically.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah. The original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, or whatever it's called, because it's called about six different things. Oompa, loompa, doobity, 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 and a hini bahu is fucking amazing. And if that is, again, that is one of my childhood memories of watching that film. It's fucking phenomenal.
But you can't, Gene Wilder.
Yes.
Phenomenal performance. It's got great songs. It's about the downtrodden as well, right?
Yeah,
it's about
a
poor little kid. He finally gets something in a world of greed. Yeah, what a story for the ages.
He passes the test. That at the end,
the test, mate.
I've been and seen this in London as well. But that test, the first time I seen that, and he gives the fucking gobstopper back, and you get nothing. You get
you did it, Charlie. You did it, Charlie. When he turns around, he does all that, and you're like, "Oh no, he's got it. He didn't give it to Slugworth. Brilliant."
Yeah, fucking amazing. Just if Paint Your Wagon goes out, it goes out. It's up against a worthy winner. A worthy adversary. So here's the ones that I didn't put in. White Christmas.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, okay.
Banging. If you've never seen it, banging, mate. That it's a time of everything was a fucking musical back then. Everything, and we that song is still played.
That's how
now.
People talked when they went down the shops, and they used to do it as well. A pound of ham, please.
That'll be 2 pence and a shilling. 2 pence and a shilling, are you fucking shitting me? No, I'm not. If you don't like my prices, go down to Morrison's.
Put back that turnip, you cheeky little boy.
You stuff urchin, like you're gonna go to the poorhouse and you'll probably die on the front in the army in the war thing.
That's
Oliver.
My favorite song.
Oliver,
yes. Yeah, on my list as well.
I was lucky enough with my wife.
My wife!
In the mid-90s, we went and seen who was, oh my God, what's his name? The fella who was Citizen Smith, who played Citizen Smith.
Robert Lindsay.
Robert Lindsay. He was Fagin. On the M.
Okay,
I think it was the Palladium it was on. Fucking hell, mate. What a, you know,
old accent and that. Oliver, my boy, Oliver. Dodger, come here, Dodger. All that.
Yeah. But then
I should have been in a fucking musical, shouldn't I? I could have done all that.
But yeah,
come here, Dodger. You've got to pick a pocket or two, boy.
I could have done all that. Why am I sitting here wasting my fucking time? I could be on a stage. I could be in lights.
Philip Schofield could literally knock on your door any minute with the Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a musical. I've never seen that. It don't interest me.
It's good, mate. It's fucking good.
Okay.
I think I've seen that on The Empire in Liverpool. Ollie Reed, fucking amazing. Everyone in Oliver's amazing. Most of them are dead now, apart from Oliver himself. Do you know what I mean? Stuff like that burns me fucking head out. I love watching stuff, and then I go on IMDb and see who's dead.
Yeah.
And then The Greatest Showman. Oh, oh, oh. What?
I've seen it. I wasn't offended. My missus liked it.
Oh, well, right. So I was on the PTA at the school, the local school there where my girls went. PTA, raising funds, full of all women, all head tilters. That's not really an idea that's going to work for us. And you can hire.
You went in there with ideas. You were a maverick. You went in there with ways to change it.
You can hire a cinema screen. Legit, right? So if you go in and you put a film on the telly, you do a movie club, it's going to be on the pull down projector. It's basically illegal, copyright. You shouldn't really be doing it, but that's what they used against you. Look, we can go in, we can put a film, we can sell tickets, the kids can come, we can sell them sweets and drinks, and we can pull down the projector and we can just put an MP3 file, MP4 file on them and what's the no, that's illegal. We might get into trouble for copyright.
Not all paying right. Royalties, yeah. Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Jesus, fucking fun police.
Yeah, so there's an actual firm out there where they bring the screen and they've got all the licenses.
There you go, problem solved.
Now, it cost a few quid. It was we had them for two nights. You should have seen the screen he put up. It filled the school hall, right? It filled the school hall. The kids sold the tickets. We made a loss on it. I actually lost money on my idea. but that's because they priced it too cheap, because they're always, oh, I think £4 probably enough. £5 a bit excessive. Fuck off.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, and none of the women could help. Oh, we really can't help. We're busy that day. So I had to set up the shop to sell the sweets and everything. I had to put the chairs. I had to help the projection man. I had to do everything on my own. None of them contributed, nothing to the event. But you know what, right? The first night, the kids come in and they all sat down cross-legged like they do because they're all like 8 or 9, whatever. And that fucking music come on. Oh, oh, and they all started singing. All these kids singing at the top of their voices. And that carried on right through the fucking movie, mate. And then the next night, another group of kids come in, did exactly the same thing. It should have been in there. It should have been a vote winner. It would win. But it's one of them that everyone hates it now because it was on so much. The album was at number one for so long. The alternative album was up there with the way they had all like rappers doing the songs and all that. That it's like Let It Go. It's like Frozen. Everyone hates it now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's too much saturation. Yeah,
that's why I didn't put it in. But what a fucking, what a film.
Well, I think it sounds like you've done a good thing there. And it's like, you know, some kids had a lovely time. I think you should be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back there.
Thanks, mate. And then the last one was the Muppet Movie 2012.
I thought about a few of the Muppet ones. I couldn't remember which one I thought I liked, so I just left it. Yeah. I like the Christmas. It's a Christmas one. It's pretty good.
We've just reviewed on our Patreon Treasure Island. First time I've ever seen it. What a fucking film. Banging, mate, yes. Banging. But this one has got, are you a man or a Muppet? Are you a Muppet or a man? What a fucking tune.
There you go,
mate.
Nice songs.
I think that won an Oscar. So there's mine, yeah. But we've got the vote. when I've had a fucking piss and a shit, I'll get the vote out there on the Twitter.
No, yeah, no rush. I mean, I think I nearly put it in. Mary Poppins is probably a bit of a miss for it. That's a great musical.
Yeah.
I did have that down. Now I'm thinking maybe I should have played Mary Poppins instead of Grease, but it is what it is. I played my hand.
Yeah.
I put down Cabaret. I quite like Cabaret.
Never seen it.
That's quite a decent musical.
Yeah, and not offended.
Yes, life is a cabaret.
Isn't it just?
Yeah, and the only other one I had that, and Paul Muzzy mentioned this on our group, Little Shop of Horrors.
Fucking hell, mate. Mid-80s, I want to say.
Rick Moranis.
The other fella's in it as the dentist, Steve Martin.
Yeah, I think it's really, really good.
So, fucking boss.
Didn't quite make the cut for ours, but, you know.
What this is doing for me, though, is making me go and think, I'd love to go and watch that again. Because that's a film I haven't watched this century.
Yeah, you can do it. You can have a night. You can make a night of it.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking hell.
Remember, if you're the first person to message Boris Johnson is a cunt on the Diamond XL Trolley Club, you'll get to pick the matchups after these two have gone out, if that makes sense. So
when these results are in and we've got our final four, our semi-finals, if you will, you can match them up. You, the cunt maker. And it'll be your responsibility.
You'll have the power. Yeah, you'll feel that weight upon your shoulders.
I like that. They can influence. They can, if they have a particular favourite in the last four, they can give it a fucking easy ride into the final. That's on you.
Yeah, that's it. You can put influence on your CV legitimately after that.
The power of the cunt. I love the word cunt. It literally does what it says on the tin.
Yeah, it's a tricky word, isn't it? Because I don't really, it doesn't offend me, and I use it in everyday speech where I, you know. But for some people, it's a very, very harsh word to hear, isn't it?
I think that'll be a fun one, maybe for Christmas. Swear words,
yeah, that would be quite interesting. I feel like fuck would just win it.
Fuck, surely. I mean, yeah, I've had a fuck you, I'm fucked. Have you fucked? No, I'm fucked. Which is the fucker? There's the fucker. Ah, fuck. Yeah, it just ticks
off.
Box.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think they'll probably win, but yeah. Could do that for Christmas if you want. We should do something Christmassy for Christmas, shouldn't we? Like, I don't know what we'd do. Christmas film seems a bit obvious.
Well, I mean... I when this was all in its infancy last year, I suggested just Christmas things. And that's so it could be Christmas pudding versus Christmas crackers. But there's a debate and there's an actual vote there. Turkey or Christmas presents. Just random shit. Just throw them all in the fucking pot and just spew them out. Christmas films. Yeah.
Or we could take suggestions if you're
Christmas songs, Christmas number ones, but then Slade will just win.
Slade, yeah. Well, there's been some other big ones. Some people might like the old Cliff Richard ones. You never know.
Yep.
I tell you what, talking about fucking, should have talked about him earlier. 100% Boris Johnson likes Cliff Richard. That should be on a t-shirt. Boris Johnson likes Cliff Richard.
Yeah. With like just a couple of Facebook thumbs up either side.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish we had gifted listeners who could do this shit for us, because I'd buy that t-shirt.
Does anyone know how to use a computer and do this stuff?
You can keep the profits. All we want is a this or that badge on the t-shirt somewhere. And then, bang.
Cliff Richard.
I made up that fucking badge in 10 minutes on my iPhone. It's shit. If you can do a better this or that podcast fucking icon, we'll run with it. You're the listener.
Yeah, we'll have it. Yeah, we'll have it.
The only way you can, I won't accept it though, unless you're in the group. If you're not in the group, you can fuck off. It could be the best one in the world.
Yeah, it's got to be in the Diamond X or Charlie Club. Otherwise, you know, you're not eligible.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you haven't joined yet, hopefully there's some of you that haven't. Remember, join Toffee Pops password.
And if we get enough people in, then that is where the voting will go. Can we vote in there anyway?
No, but we will start putting it in there as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll just put it in there as well. It'll go there first. Everything will go there first, actually.
Yeah.
Probably the way forward. I want it to be a bit like we need to, you know, we'll try and make it a bit more exciting, like when you were a kid and you subscribed to the Beano Club.
I was in the Beano Club. I was in the British Rail fan club as well.
Oh, well, you like trains. Doesn't it makes perfect sense to me. That's why you become a train driver. So yeah, I'm sure that was exciting too.
I didn't like trains. That was the thing. We got postcards. I remember getting postcards. 6 postcards of diesels and maybe a steam train. It's fucking weird, well, that.
You used to, yeah, you used to become a member and you got something for your money. Do you remember in the Beano one, you used to get a little plastic wallet?
Yeah, that little plastic. Membership. What else
little,
did you get?
I think you used to get, I think you got like a little Nasher badge.
Yeah, you did, yeah. You see, I mean, we could do something like that. We could have a little membership club if you just want to be.
What are you going to send them?
It was £20 a year to join for one. Right. And we'll send them a little Beano wallet and a little Beano Nasher badge.
All right. It's going to cost us a lot more than that to find one on eBay, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just a badge with your head on it and a badge with my head on it.
But I don't have to make a badge. So, again, if you're listening and you're a member of the Diamond X or Trolley Club and you can make a badge, give us a shout.
Yeah, you can have 20%. We'll give you 20%.
20%? That's not bad. That's not a bad cut.
That's a good cut, that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's right. What's 20% of fuck all?
Fuck all. As my old nan used to say, fuck all. I'm going down mill on treadle and I'm going to go get some coal and it's going to cost me fuck all because I'm going when everyone's gone to bed and I'm not going to wear no trousers.
We've done an hour and a half here. Fucking hour and a half.
An hour and a half of content.
This is free. We've just an hour and a half.
Maybe we just set up a PayPal account and people just pay us.
Yeah, they don't have to pay us. It's fine.
Pay us enough money that this could be our full time job.
Wouldn't be the same, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be the same. We'd feel the pressure then, you know?
Yeah, get picked up by Radio 4. We're only on BBC Sounds now. What the fuck's that Peter Crouch podcast doing, right? Advertising on Top Flight Time Machine. Are you taking a piss?
Well, I guess they just get spread out across any podcast that have a certain amount of downloads regardless, doesn't it?
And what a Top Flight Time Machine doing? Fucking taking establishment's money.
But would you, okay, so quickly, would you, let's say we were in a position where we were eligible for a Peter Crouch podcast advert, right?
Yeah.
Would you say no then?
Well, the payout depending on downloads. So at this current moment in time, probably
yeah,
not.
No, not yeah, not now. Is it? But I mean, if you were in that, you'd have to have so many downloads. Because I had a guy approach me from one of my other podcasts about advertising, and it was a guy who sold these like trimmers you use on your balls, like
ball trimmers,
manscaping things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the podcast it was something like 15 downloads short of the approved target or something like that. So I'm guessing for the Peter Crouch one, you'd need significant amounts. So say we had those significant amounts. And they were going to pay you money to advertise Peter Crouch. Would you stand by your principles or would you take the moolah?
Take the moolah, yeah.
Yeah, take the moolah. Come on, Crouchy, we'll do it.
Come on, Crouchy, give us a game.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll do it. I'll advertise anything if you give me the money.
He's a fucking legend, to be honest, Peter Crouch. Top fucking striker.
He's all right. I've got no problem with him. He's a little bit Coldplay, but I've got no problem with him.
He's very much a Tory boy. He's a toff. Toff. Yeah, sure. You don't get teeth like that if you're not a fucking toff. I mean, he's got fucking teeth. He's 7'2". He must have a cock down to his fucking knees.
Maybe. Maybe. What I like about him, though, is he can laugh at himself.
Oh, he does. And that's why I fucking love him. And he had the fucking touch. I think he scored an hat-trick against Arsenal for Liverpool. And the last goal he scored, he fucking pulls it down, nutmegs about three players and then slots it in. He's a fucking monster, mate.
Yeah, he was a good player. People don't remember him as a good player because he's tall, gangly, and he does the robot dance. That's what they think of Peter Crouch. But he was a Premier League player. He played for England. He was a top player.
Top player. Fucking top player. Right, go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Peace.
Peace. Love. And Boris Johnson is a cunt.
Kylie's bum is lovely. It just makes me smile. When she makes it jiggle, it turns up my dial. Kylie's bum deserves a gold statue in the square. Only want to touch it once, but life is unfair. I love her music and I love her hair. I love her eyes and the shoes that she wears. I love her accent and her sexy stare. Most of all, I love her peachy derriere. Kylie's bum makes me feel like nothing else. Take it in twice a day, it's good for your health. Kylie's bum leaves J-Lo's left behind. And it's getting better, just like a fine wine. I love her music and I love her hair. I love her eyes and the shoes that she wears. I love her accent and her sexy stare. Most of all, I love her peachy derriere. Ooh, Kylie's bum. Ooh, Kylie's bum. Ooh, Kylie's bum. Ooh, Kylie's bum.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.